1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Time for the sustainability feature on Hot Business with Gold Ore. Tomorrow's technology today. All you have to do is go to goldore.org for more information. Now, why would those who care about climate change choose to actually buy up coal mines or oil drilling rights? Well, there's one surprisingly good reason. Divesting from fossil fuel companies is often considered an easy way to act on climate change, and on the surface, it does seem simple enough. If you starve these companies of capital, you can simply sit back and watch their demise. However, in a very complex globalized economy, these decisions are rarely simple and hardly ever as effective as we'd like, and they do come with several unintended consequences. Adam Benno is head of responsible investment for Ascura. And Adam, you've written a very interesting piece on this. Welcome to the show. Just briefly, what is the definition here when we talk of divestment versus engagement?
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me on the show. An absolute pleasure to talk about something that's very dear to my heart. You've mentioned what is really divestment, which is, you know, simply, you know, selling all or part of an investment in a company. Versus engagement, which is really around, you know, a constructive dialogue to drive change within a corporate, and that dialogue happens with company board or company management. And as you said, divestment may seem is an easy way to starve a company of capital, potentially drive down its share value and drive change. But there's some real unintended consequences of that that I would really love to get into.
And it is in those unintended consequences that we are seeing concerns, particularly in our coal mining industry. Some of the majors have divested, and you just don't know who's going to be buying that asset. But I don't want to preempt that. What do you see as some of the unintended consequences of divestment? And just give us a few examples.
Sure. So, when as an investor, when you're divesting, you're really losing your voice or your seat at the table, and that's really losing the opportunity to engage with the company's management to drive that change in behavior. So you may see an immediate improvement in your the carbon footprint of your portfolio, but it doesn't necessarily translate into reducing real world emissions. And what happens is you're really just transferring that responsibility to another investor who may be looking for profit at any cost and who may lack a commitment to sustainability. So the irony around this is divestment could actually lead to worsening emissions in the real economy. And we've seen some examples of this. For example, Anglo America's spinoff of its coal mining operations called Thungela Resources. And so instead of really running down the coal mines in a responsible manner, the new CEO of Thungela has laid out plans to actually increase production. And so, you know, that dilemma and what we've seen is an unintended consequence there. And there's a few other examples of that happening.
And, you know, that is obviously the major concern here, because activist shareholders are doing this because they have not only a fiduciary responsibility, but they are looking to deliver on their ESG mandates, which is environmental, social and governance issues. And these are complex issues. We can't just focus on the one side on the environmental issues. I guess we also have to be very mindful of the social issues of closing down coal mines without transitioning the workers into other areas of employment. But that's why you'd rather see engagement rather than just cutting and running. What do you see as the benefits of engagement? And you reference quite detailed benefits in the stewardship report, Moving the Needle, that you released late last year. What are some of the key benefits?
Sure. So very good question. So, I mean, engagement is really built on this belief that the companies that you're investing in that may be a part of the problem can create climate change solutions. And that's why engagement is really at the center of a lot of investor initiatives. Like you have Climate Action 100, which is an initiative to ensure the world's largest greenhouse gas emitters take action on climate change. You also have the Net Zero Asset Owner Alliance, Net Zero Asset Manager Initiative. So engagement is core to these investor initiatives. And the benefit of engagement, again, is, you know, you have a seat at the table to drive change in behavior. Engagement isn't easy. It requires a lot of patience and a consistent collaborative dialogue with the company. And what we've seen is, as you mentioned, as a purpose-driven investment firm, we at Riscura, we looked at the stewardship landscape in South Africa, and we looked at and we surveyed what asset managers were doing in this space, and the overwhelming majority of them prefer to engage over divest, which makes sense. That's not to say that divestment doesn't have a role to play, but the overwhelming majority of asset managers are engaging, and that engagement has involved from a narrow set of issues to a broader set of ESG issues, which includes environmental issues, social issues as well.
And that's a key point, isn't it? Because engagement used to be quite shallow. It used to be almost just like a tick box exercise, and really fund managers and firms weren't really too concerned. If you were delivering returns, if you were ensuring that their funds were in the top quartile of the various rankings and they could go and brag about it, well, they were happy and their clients were happy. They weren't thinking about the long-term impact. If you're a member of a retirement fund, your fund is investing in coal, and that may potentially make your retirement years a part of an uninhabitable planet. Well, that changes the conversation. Do you think engagement has improved? And if so, where are the major improvements that you've seen from your vantage point?
So, again, engagement practices have definitely improved. I think there's a lot more platforms that our investors are able to access, and the power of that is collaboration. So what we've seen actually a big change or a big move or development in the space or the industry is that there's a lot more collaboration happening, and there's also the fundamental underpinning that ESG issues do impact shareholder value over the long term and value creation and company performance. So those ESG issues are now, taking priority. And then on top of that, you have a lot more collaboration happening in the space to drive that change.
Very interesting. I was reading an article the other day about Greenpeace actually buying up a coal mine to close it and shut it down successfully themselves, and to prove that at an extreme level, deep engagement is actually the way to go. If we are to see the world meet some of our commitments that were agreed under the Paris Agreement and then reaffirmed at COP26 last year, and keep global warming below that key 1.5 degrees level. Adam Benno, Head of Responsible Investment at Riscura, talking about divestment and engagement. Both have roles to play. And this was the sustainability feature on Hot Business with Gold Ore. Their revolutionary Mach reactor is disrupting the mining industry with the potential to reduce your carbon footprint too. Find out more at goldore.org.
Hot 102.7 Business with Michael Avery.